with Senate Democrats saying they will never accede to Mr. Trump's insistence on the $5 billion for his wall, and the White House offering no indication that the president will accept less, 9 of the federal government's 15 cabinet-level departments have officially shuttered. They include the Departments of Agriculture, Commerce, Homeland Security, and the Interior. Other agencies, like the Defense Department, are unaffected because Congress had already approved their spending. Roughly 380,000 workers were expected to be sent home, and another 420,000 considered too essential to be furloughed, including airport security officials and Customs and Border Patrol officers, were to remain on the job without pay. The shutdown's effects will become more pronounced on Wednesday, when workers had been scheduled to return after the holiday. In South Texas on Saturday morning, work by border security officials appeared to continue as usual, despite the shutdown. A Customs and Border Protection helicopter hovered over the Rio Grande, and Border Patrol pickup trucks kicked up dirt as they drove on unpaved roads, with one bouncing across the flood levee, the same structure where Mr. Trump said he aims to construct a border wall. "They're going to do their job like they're supposed to," said Art Del Cueto, an agent in Arizona and vice president of the agency's labor union. "Nothing changes, except they don't get paid." Mr. Trump's plans were upended as well. The president said he would forgo his Christmas trip to his Palm Beach, Florida retreat, Mar-a-Lago, where he had intended to interview a host of possible candidates for cabinet secretary positions. Instead, the First Lady Melania Trump will return to Washington for the holiday. In the meantime, one nemesis of the president, the celebrity chef Jose Andres, who backed out of a deal to open a restaurant in the Trump Hotel in Washington after Mr. Trump made derogatory remarks about Mexicans, delighted a bit in tweaking the president. "All my beautiful, hardworking people of the federal government, come to any of my places with your families at the bar between 2 and 5 p.m. for a free sandwich," Mr. Andres wrote on Twitter, "every day until back to work." In the Capitol, the usual Washington blame game was in full swing. The two Senate leaders, Mr. McConnell and Mr. Schumer, gave dueling speeches on the Senate floor, with Mr. McConnell pointing the finger at Democrats and Mr. Schumer pointing the finger at Mr. Trump.